brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, once again, we fake you out. It's not Alex Jones. For the second day in a row, this is Bob Dacey substituting for Alex Jones while he's off doing something else. I have no idea what he's doing. Again, my name is Bob Dacey. I am the host of a local cable TV show, an access show. It's a news and political talk show called The Simple Truth. I've been on the air as the host of that show. I'm in my eighth season. I've known Alex ever since about 1998 when he was primarily responsible for waking me up to what was really going on in the world. And I've been dedicated to fighting the New World Order ever since. And the show that I do, in case you just happen to be in the Austin area and you have Austin Time Warner Cable, which of course is going to be a very small fraction of the people that are listening, it's on Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock on Channel 10 on Austin Time Warner Cable. Access Channel 10. So, you know, if you're able to watch The Simple Truth, go right ahead. That's what I've been doing, again, for, I mean, my eighth year now of doing that. Now, yesterday, we started out the show bashing the United Nations, and I'm not going to bash the United Nations too much today because I already did that. However, when I covered a story that I had written on Infowars.com, which is up there now, called Treason 101, and after the show was over, I realized I hadn't finished making a point about what Treason 101 is all about. Arizona State University promotes the destruction of the United States of America. Well, I did point out that they have a new website up, and you can link to it off of Infowars.com, but you know, if you've got a pen, it's www.asu.edu/CLAS/NACTS/BNA. But it's easier just to go to Infowars.com and click on the article, because it takes you straight to this website. Arizona State University has put up a website. Basically, what they're doing is it's a mechanism to teach how to get rid of the United States of America at the college level, and that's what it is. I talked about how the Council on Foreign Relations is behind it and David Rockefeller's people and all that yesterday, and that's in the article, but I didn't get into the organizations and what is actually on the site, and I'm going to take the opportunity to do that now. Now, you've got organizations and university-based centers as a section of the website, and the universities listed are American University, Texas A&M, University of California at San Diego, and the University of Texas, and they're all involved in this. They're all directly involved now. American University, of course, is the home of Robert Pastor, the Council on Foreign Relations Marxist, whose paper, Building a North American Community, is the blueprint for the merger of the United States, Canada, and Mexico into one country. So Robert Pastor here, I guess you could call him the traitor-in-chief, you know, the pencil-necked pseudo-intellectual traitor-in-chief who's great plan it is to merge the three countries into one, and how great that's going to be. So that's his university, no surprise. And of course, one of the organizations listed on this website at Arizona State University is the North America's Super Corridor Coalition, NASCO. And of course, NASCO, that's the group that is promoting the construction of the NAFTA superhighway. You can go to that website, NASCO.org, and look at it yourself. You know, it's quite amusing. So that's the spider web of corridors. It's going to be their infrastructure requirement for this thing. And when we get back, we'll continue with Treason 101, Arizona State University.
Cheers. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot, no matter what the reason. You can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer.
Visit bedfan.com. That's bedfan.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're back. I'm Bob Basie, again substituting for Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network, and we're going to continue my little discussion about my article, Treason 101, Arizona State University Promotes the Destruction of the United States of America. And that's no exaggeration. That's just calling it like it is. And again, that's up on InfoWars.com. I was talking about the fact that the NASCO Super Corridor Coalition, North America Super Corridor Coalition, is one of the organizations on the Arizona State University website. And that's very important because this is a integral part of uniting Canada, United States, and Mexico. You have to have the infrastructure necessary to make it work. You know, last October, a year ago, when I attended the Free Trade Area in the Americas Conference for the New American, which is the mouthpiece of the John Birch Society, Dr. Supachai Panichpakdi, the former head of the WTO and the current head of the United Nations Trade and Development Council, said point blank, he said, you know, if you're going to have a trade area, you've got to have the road system, the infrastructure necessary to link the various areas of the trade area in order to make it work. So, you know, this communist right there out in front of everybody and his brother, in front of all these pointy-headed intellectuals at Baylor who don't have a clue about what's going on in the real world, you know, they think it's great. But that's what he said. He was 20 feet away from me giving his keynote speech. So you've got to have this infrastructure to create the North American Union. And, of course, the North American Super Corridor Coalition is on this Arizona State University list as an organization. And then, of course, you don't want to leave out the North American Development Bank, because the North American Development Bank is proposed by a Robert Pastor, the trader-in-chief running this thing, in order to fund the Mexican portion of the highway that is going to go from Lazaro Cardenas to the Texas border up through middle of the United States into Kansas City, where the port, the Mexican customs port, is being built. It all sounds obscene. It all sounds ridiculous, like somebody made it up. But unfortunately, you know, it's true. You know, Kansas City Smart Port, that's what it's called. Go look it up. You know, it's there. So the North American Development Bank, and we talked about this yesterday with Dr. Jerome Corsi, that's supposed to be the funding mechanism so that American taxpayers can build a part of the Mexican portion of this highway from the Mexican ports up through into Texas. And John Cornyn, Senator John Cornyn, twice, not once, now this is very important for you to understand, twice, John Cornyn, the senator from Texas, introduced bills in the Senate to create this North American Development Bank to build infrastructure in Mexico. And if you think he's alone, Kay Bailey Hutchison has done similar acts in the United States Senate, wanting to make sure that previous laws extended, you know, deeper into Mexico so that American taxpayers can build highway and railway in Mexico. So none of this is theory. It's all fact. So it's ridiculous. You got American taxpayers supposed to build a Mexican road, okay? So then you have government agencies listed in this Arizona State University website. And the point I make here is that this is not just some economic pie-in-the-sky theoretical university professor nonsense. Government agencies listed are the North American Aerospace Defense Command, the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America, that's SPP.gov, and the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. So you think this is just some sort of a little economic project? I'm sorry. It's encompassing all areas of government as well. And then there's an archive section, and this is just go there. It's like academic works for these people to read, to absorb, to pull from, so that they can build their course, which, you know, should be entitled Treason 101. You know, if you're going to teach your students how to sell out the United States of America, if you want to accurately title the course, it should be Treason 101. And, of course, one of these source documents listed on the archive is Robert Pastor's CFR, Building a North American Community document, which, of course, is the blueprint for the entire thing. I mean, that's in there, of course, but that's only one. This is an extensive list of links to treasonous documents designed to convince professors to teach their students that we need to go. The United States is over. You know, we need to merge with the crookedest country in the Western Hemisphere, Mexico, and that'll make everything all right. And then there's a couple of more sections on the website, which are actually the meat and potatoes teaching modules. You know, if you have like a, you know, a lazy professor who wants to do this because he wants to go along to get along, you know, publish or perish, you know, well, he doesn't, all he has to do is just get some teaching modules, and he doesn't have to do any work. You know, you can spoon feed the guy, and he can spread this treason throughout his student body there, right? And then, of course, they have syllabi, and this part of this website is under construction. I guess if they're too lazy to be spoon-fed, then you can just bottle feed them. You know, say, here, professor, here's a course, ready to go, right out of the can, you know? And then you can teach the destruction of the America without even having to lift a finger. Just, you know, Paul Parrot it. I mean, you're an intellectual. You can Paul Parrot things, can't you? And the last thing I want to talk about on my article is I just want to read directly from a little question I have about these professors at all these universities which are participating in this. One has to wonder if the professors that the globalists are conning into spreading the glory of driving a knife into the back of America have any concept of what they're doing. This author is of the opinion that most college professors live in an academic bubble, insulating them from the real-world consequences of their actions and of the implementation of their pie-in-the-sky socio-economic theories and beliefs. Most of them, trapped by their own inflated opinion of their intellect, sadly, do not have a clue. Perhaps these people at Arizona State University would not be duped into teaching Treason 101 if they had a clue, if they were given a copy of the United States Constitution, including the Bill of Rights. Perhaps these professors need to be taught a lesson in the rights and responsibilities of being an American. So, I wanted to finish up on that because I neglected to do that yesterday because I got so busy with the other things. And again, I want to take this opportunity to point out that if you want to learn about the North American Union and you want to learn about what to do about it and you want to get up to speed on it and you want to help to stop it, one of the best places to go is the John Birch Society's website. That's www.jbs.org. Specifically on the North American Union, it's www.jbs.org/NAU. That's North American Union. If you go there, you get the whole package, you know, what is it, who's working to do it, what's the Security and Prosperity and Partnership about, you know, why is this a bad thing, and why should I care? You know, I mean, you can go through the whole thing. And then, of course, more importantly than all of that is what you can do about it. You know, yesterday we were pretty strong on criticism, but not real long on solutions. And just carping about it isn't going to stop it. You know, that's a problem. Americans all over, I mean, this is not a liberal conservative issue, you know. This is an elitist versus the rest of this issue. You know, I don't care whether you're a pot-smoking hippie or a beard-guzzling redneck. You know, when you're talking about these intellectual types run by the Council on Foreign Relations in the background trying to dissolve the United States of America. It's not a theory, and it's going on right now. So, you know, also on the John Birch Society website, jbs.org, there's links to everything. You know, this is an educational tool, and you should take advantage of it for sure. Now, as an example of that, there is a special report out that was put out in the New American. It was dated October the 2nd, and this thing has been selling like hotcakes all over the place. It's the special report of the New American on the North American Union, and it in detail spells it out. And if you go to jbs.org, I'm sure you'll be able to find it. You can also go to the American Opinion Book Service, which is aobs.com, I believe, and you can order a bunch of them and pass them out to your friends. Read the thing, educate your thing. If America knew what was happening to it, we could stop it. And as an example of one of the articles in this vast compendium of what the North American Union is an article by our own Kelly Taylor, and it's called Super Slab Paves the Way. And Kelly Taylor, of course, is one of the producers of the TV show, The Simple Truth, that I host. Along with, you know, I'm the host, Jeff Gentoff and Kelly Taylor are the producers. And Kelly Taylor is now also a writer for The New American. She's written a couple of them, and she's fortunate enough to have one of them appear in this special issue. And the article is called Super Slab Paves the Way. The NAFTA Superhighway, nicknamed Super Slab by some, is a planned system of roads, rail lines, and more that will speed up the unification of North America. And when we get back from the break, I'm going to excerpt from this article just to give you a taste of what's inside this special edition of The New American called The North American Union. Back after the break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Senate committee investigations in the 1960s called the international communist movement the greatest conspiracy the world has ever witnessed? They said the communists had infiltrated into high government offices in the State Department and also advisors to presidents. Did you know that the communist infiltration successfully stopped all FBI investigations into their secret activities? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire. The ring of fire.
All right, this is Bob Basie back once again in the saddle on the Alex Jones Show on December the 15th, 2006. And we're talking once again about the North American Union because it's the most important thing you can talk about. You're talking about this globalist crowd trying to destroy the United States of America. Well, this is their baby. This is something that they're doing right now. It's not tomorrow. It's not down the road. It's right in your face right now. And this is something that all Americans can get excited about. That's why this issue with the New American is selling so well, is because it appeals to everyone who considers himself to be an American. You can wake people up with this thing. And I want, let me just excerpt from Kelly Taylor's article. Kelly Taylor, once again, one of the producers of The Simple Truth, the TV show that I host. This is called Super Slab Paves the Way. In 2004, Austin residents heard rumblings of plans for converting local roads enjoyed by drivers for years as free ones to toll roads. Soon we learned that plans for new toll road construction, conversion of existing roads to toll roads, property confiscation for land acquisition, awarding of building contracts to a foreign consortium, shady campaign contributions, and passage of the largest spending bill in Texas history had slipped past Texas voters unnoticed. Local polls later revealed that over 90% of residents oppose the policy, yet officials proceed with construction despite overwhelming opposition. An investigation into local toll issues led to the discovery that tolls will be the funding mechanism for the larger Trans-Texas Corridor, a segment of the massive NAFTA superhighway. The superhighway is important in developing the North American Union. Now, she goes into detail on this, but that's the bottom line. Something that looked like a local thing quickly morphed into something much larger than that, because it was always something much larger than that. Any of this local toll stuff has never been local, and the people that were trying to figure out how come they wouldn't listen to us, they didn't understand the big picture. But we on The Simple Truth, on our TV show, way back in 2004, immediately saw what was going on and immediately said so. He said, this is not local. This is a plan to build highways up into Canada and down into Mexico as part of a plan to merge the countries. We said it in October of 2004 over and over and over again, and people said, man, y'all are crazy. This is just local. No, it's not. It never was local. And no, are we so smart? No, we're not so smart. We just read the battle plan. You know, that's it. We just read the battle plan. We know what they're doing, and we're out doing our best to expose it. And, you know, you can help expose it if you go to JBS.org and go to the North American Union section, get yourself up to speed, and, hey, help us out, because, hey, it's your country. And we're trying to prevent you from going into a burning ring of fire, which is what's going to happen to this country when they destroy it. A few months ago, I wrote an article for Infowars.com, which I want to restate some of. It's called It's the Law, Feds Pave the Way to Toll and Privatize the Interstate Highways as Part of the American Union. I did that on June the 29th on Infowars. I was a guest on Alex's show, and this article I wrote went all over the place. And basically what it exposes is the fact that it's already the law, that it's already in place. It's not a bill. It's not a proposal. Section 1604 of H.R. 3, signed by the president in 2005, is a how-to for tolling existing interstate. I mean, you think this is all just for new roads? Well, you're wrong. And I want to read one sentence from this article, because it's a summary of the entire big picture. Imagine for a moment what must have been going through the minds of the six-legged elites when they thought up this diabolical scheme. The question is, how do you destroy the national sovereignty of the United States, merge it with the rest of the Western Hemisphere, build the infrastructure system needed to link up the entire landmass, confiscate private property on a wholesale level, spy on everyone's comings and goings, and trick American suckers into paying for their own demise all in one fell swoop? The answer? Toll everything. So, that's what they're doing to you, ladies and gentlemen. And when we get back, we're going to go into what you can do about it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're back again on the Alex Jones Show. This is December the 15th, 2006. This is Bob Basie sitting in for Alex Jones. And Kevin Smith just handed me a report, which goes quite well with what I'm talking about right now, in regard to the fact that all this nonsense about the toll roads that they're going to be foisting on us throughout the country, selling off our infrastructure to foreigners, making us pay for roads we already paid for, the whole kit and caboodle, is unnecessary. I have a report here from Sal Costello, who is from TexasTollParty.com. Be sure and go to TexasTollParty.com and see what we're doing about this nonsense in Texas. A&M report, don't need to raise gas tax, don't need tolls. See, the problem is Governor Rick Perry, who is a lying snake, who falsely said he thought up the Trans-Texas Corridor. Now get this, the governor of Texas, who is a lying snake, says he made up the concept of the Trans-Texas Corridor. So Governor Perry is really smart. See, he realized that in order to get the communist Chinese slave goods from the slave factories over in the Far East, that they would have to build with Walmart the great port facilities down there at Lázaro Cárdenas and Manzanilla. And he realized that in order to facilitate moving more jobs, manufacturing jobs over to China from America and lowering the standard of living of Americans, that he would have to build this Trans-Texas Corridor. I'm sure Governor Perry thought that up. No, he was handed it. Say, here, Governor Perry, think this up. You know, that's the truth of the matter. So the guy's a liar. Because he's been saying, well, we can't do this any other way. We need tolls. That's the wave of the future. Public-private partnership. Fascism. That's what we need in order to build these tolls. Because Texas is going to grow like a weed in the next several years. All these people are coming in, and we're not going to be able to handle it. Of course, he doesn't tell you where all those people coming in are coming from, which is, of course, south of the border illegally. But, you know, we don't want to talk about that, do we? Anyway, let me read this report. Texas Department of Transportation overinflated needs by $30 billion. And this report pulls the rug out from under the pro-toll arguments. Austin, Texas, December 13, 2006. In a stunning admission that increasing the gas tax and tolls are not needed for future transportation projects, a Texas Transportation Institute report called Shaping the Competitive Advantage of Texas Metropolitan Regions, the Role of Transportation, Housing, and Aesthetics, affirms what SanAntonioTollParty.com and citizens groups across the state have been saying. The report discussed in testimony before the House Transportation Committee also revealed that the Texas Department of Transportation, TxDOT, overinflated their funding gap figures by $30 billion. This is a quote from Terry Hall, Regional Director of San Antonio Toll Party. This is proof positive we do not need to toll roads or raise the gas tax at all, much less $1.09 a gallon, as TxDOT claims, in order to fix our roads and keep people moving. It's TxDOT who lacks credibility, not the folks who have questioned TxDOT's figures and brought their misstatements to light. And this was, again, Terry Hall, Regional Director of San Antonio Toll Party, who, it says in this article, is elated. Because guess what? She's right. We've been lied to. The report further bolsters the grassroots movement taking hold throughout Texas, which are working to promote non-toll transportation solutions and rid the state of the controversial and detested Trans-Texas Corridor. The second most important thing, this is another quote from Terry Hall, the second most important thing to take away from this report is that TxDOT and the road lobby have been doing fuzzy math and prosecuting a propaganda campaign to mislead the public into thinking there's a transportation funding crisis that can only be solved through tolls under the control of foreign companies. The Texas Transportation Institute, TTI, is like the right arm of TxDOT, and for them to come out with this information further shreds TxDOT's credibility and puts a nail in the coffin of TxDOT's shift to tolls, end quote. And another quote from Terry Hall, our legislature cannot ignore the truth and facts this report reveals, and we believe they'll finally take action to rein in this out-of-control agency that has purposely inflated their figures to push an agenda against the public's best interest, end quote. Hall contends. With several toll roads set to go to contract in early 2007, this report certainly gives citizens the ammunition they'll need to keep TxDOT's version of tolls from coming to San Antonio and elsewhere around the state. So there you have it. That's very interesting. Now we just, more proof that we don't need the tolls. However, once again, the big picture of this is they don't care. You see, they don't care. You need to stop thinking about this issue as a local toll issue. It's not a local toll issue. It's never been a local toll issue. It's an international issue. It's an infrastructure project to link Canada, the United States, and Mexico. It's a necessary project to merge the three countries into one as part of the North American Union, which will effectively destroy your country, America, you hippies out there, and you rednecks, and all the people in between. Everybody. So, you know, hey, get in the game. Don't sit around carping about it. Get in the game. How do you get in the game? Well, here, I'll give you an example. Since this is an international issue, and since the United States Congress is supposed to be regulating foreign trade, and since the traitor Robert Pastor from the Council on Foreign Relations claims, oh, this is just a trade thing, it's no big deal, Well, the Constitution mandates that the Congress of the United States mandate foreign trade, Dr. Pastor, you traitor. Let's talk about the United States Congress. Now, there has been a resolution introduced into the Congress in the 109th session, and then they're going to reintroduce it as the new session comes up. But for now, it's called a House Concurrent Resolution 487. And let me just read this. This is something you need to call your congressman, whoever you are, wherever they are, look him up, call your congressman, write your congressman, email your congressman, pester your congressman, hassle your congressman, harass your congressman, plead with your congressman. You got the picture? Don't just sit around listening to the Alex Jones show and say, boy, those guys sure are right. Because it's not going to do any of us any good if you don't put the screws to these people. All they care about is getting reelected so they can get all their goodies and stuff. You know, you can, and they respond when they think they're being watched. These Congress people, they'll get away with whatever they can get away with if they think you're not looking. But if you put the screws to them, they have to respond. Let me just read this resolution. Resolution 487, expressing the sense of Congress that the United States should not engage in the construction of a North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA superhighway system, or enter into a North American Union with Mexico and Canada. In the House of Representatives, September the 28th, 2006, this is Congressman Good of, I think he's from West Virginia. For himself, Mr. Paul, Mr. Jones of North Carolina, and Mr. Tancredo submitted the following concurrent resolution, which was referred to the Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure, and in addition to the Committee on International Relations, for a period to be subsequently determined by the Speaker, in each case for consideration of such provisions as fall within the jurisdiction of the committee concerned. Whew, that was a mouthful. Now here's the concurrent resolution. Expressing the sense of Congress that the United States should not engage in the construction of a North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA superhighway system, or enter into a North American Union with Mexico and Canada. Whereas, according to the Department of Commerce, United States trade deficits with Mexico and Canada have significantly widened since the implementation of the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA. Whereas the economic and physical security of the United States is impaired by the potential loss of control of its borders attendant to the full operation of NAFTA. Whereas a NAFTA superhighway system from the west coast of Mexico through the United States and into Canada has been suggested as a part of a North American Union. Whereas it would be particularly difficult for Americans to collect insurance from Mexican companies which deploy Mexican drivers involved in accidents in the United States, which would increase the insurance rates for American drivers. Whereas future unrestricted foreign trucking into the United States can pose a safety hazard due to inadequate maintenance and inspection, and can act collaterally as a conduit for the entry into the United States of illegal drugs, illegal human smuggling, and terrorist activities. And, whereas a NAFTA superhighway system would be funded by foreign consortiums and controlled by foreign management, which threatens the sovereignty of the United States, now for, be it resolved by the House of Representatives, the Senate concurring that, number one, the United States should not engage in the construction of a North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA superhighway system. Two, the United States should not enter into a North American Union with Mexico and Canada. And three, the President should indicate strong opposition to these or any other proposals that threaten the sovereignty of the United States. Now, that's the resolution, and you need to back this resolution. But you need to do a lot more than that. You need to back legislation and all kinds of other stuff to stop this. Now, the third part there, the President should indicate strong opposition to these or any other proposals. Well, you can forget about that because George Bush has been backing the Free Trade Area of the Americas and the North American Union ever since his daddy told him to do it. I mean, you can just forget George Bush. You know, I was trying to make a point yesterday. I don't think I ever really finished making it, and let me just make it now, that George Bush and anybody else who became president, the Constitution requires that they take an oath to protect and defend the Constitution. All right? And if they don't take the oath, they can't be president. That's in the Constitution. See? Okay, so George Bush gets up there in Washington, D.C., in front of the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, and thousands of people in attendance, and millions of people watching on TV, and he swears an oath to protect and defend the Constitution. After such time, he's sworn in as president. So in legal terms, swearing an oath to protect and defend the Constitution is a condition precedent to taking office as president. All right? I don't think there's any dispute there. When he willfully engages in a process designed to merge the United States, Canada, and Mexico into one country, he is violating his oath of office to protect and defend the country. You know, the powers that the executive branch, that the United States government has listed in the Constitution are few and they're well defined. One of them is to protect our borders from invasion. Now, you've got this invasion of illegal immigrants that's been coming up here for years. And of course, Clinton's guilty of it too. Bush Sr. before, they're all guilty of it. But right now, you know, Bush Jr., W., is the president. When he willfully, knowingly refuses to do his duty to protect the United States of America from invasion, he is in violation of his oath of office, right? I mean, I don't see how you can have an argument there. It's in black and white. When he lets these people come up in this country, and most of them, of course, are just, you know, it's not their fault. You know, you open the door, they're going to walk through. That you have all these drug dealers coming up here, all these drugs coming up here, this slavery rings coming up here, all the violence on the border, all the people getting killed. You got these sexual predators from Mexico coming up here. You've got illegal aliens murdering Americans every day, you know, and all the crime attendant with all this. And the president of the United States, who knows that this is happening, and Dr. Corsi mentioned yesterday, they have arrested real-life, genuine terrorists, arrested them and convicted them, you know, coming up through Mexico. And, you know, while he pretends like, oh, we need to save America from the evil terrorists, he's leaving the border wide open. This is an act which means that he's not supposed to be president anymore. He has violated his oath of office to protect and defend this country. And there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And, of course, that's only one small segment of what this man has done as the puppet of the New World Order crowd, as the puppet of his daddy and his friends, as the puppet of Dick Cheney and his friends, as the puppet of the Council on Foreign Relations, which in turn is the puppet of the Royal Institute of International Affairs in London, which in turn is having their strings yanked by these international banker types, you know, the top, the cream de la cream of the New World Order crowd. When the president acts in this manner, he no longer needs to be president. He needs to be impeached. He needs to be removed from office. You know, and of course, the problem with that is the current crop of Democrats is a bunch of wimps. I mean, they made motions in that to that effect several months ago before the election that what President Bush was doing is, you know, worthy of impeachment. And of course, I think the majority of Americans in polls have said that, hey, you know, the guy needs to be impeached. But now that the Democrats have, you know, taken over the House of Representatives and the Senate, oh, no, Pelosi says, well, no, impeachment's off the table. And John Conyers said, well, no, we can't be impeaching this guy. You know, so what needs to be done is massive, massive pressure on the House of Representatives. I mean, that's what needs to be done because they're elected every 2 years. And he needs to go, and this North American community thing needs to go because it's one of the reasons he needs to go. He is promoting this. Bush is the guy that in was it, March of 2005, did this Security and Prosperity Agreement with Vicente Fox and Prime Minister Martin of Canada in order to facilitate the merger of the three countries into one country. And I'm afraid, I'm sorry, that's an act of treason. And I don't want to overemphasize that. It's just, it's the definition. It's just the definition of treason. When you want to merge the United States with Mexico, which is the crookedest country in the Western Hemisphere, drugs and everything, that's treason. And it cannot stand. And you need to do something about it. When we get back, we're going to go into the North American Community Document. And we'll be back in a few minutes.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Yeah, that's right. There must be some kind of way out of here, and we're trying to tell you what that way out of here is in regard to this North American community monstrosity. And in the last segment here, this first hour, I'm going to refer to this document, sponsored by the Council on Foreign Relations, Building a North American Community, Report of the Independent Task Force on the Future of North America. This is the blueprint. Robert Pastor, who was the chief architect of this treason, actually admits, he admitted it to Jerome Corsi. Yeah, this is a blueprint. This is what we're doing. It's cool. It's not a problem. Just destroy America. It's just a wonderful thing, you know. Just merger with Mexico. It's, you know, this is great. I have this document right in front of me, and I'm just in the next few minutes going to excerpt from some of the things in it. Number one, I did a little research, and I found out they list the task force members, and 71% of the Americans on this list are members of the Council on Foreign Relations. Go figure. Go figure. What an amazing coincidence. On the subject of the border, they talk about the necessity to expand border infrastructure. In addition to allowing for continued growth in the volume of transborder traffic, such investments must incorporate the latest technology and include facilities and procedures that move as much as processing as possible away from the border. You know, just forget about processing the goods at the border. Forget about the sovereignty of the country. You know, we're going to have the Communist Chinese, in conjunction with Lockheed, put the little smart tags inside the Mexican trucks driven by the cocaine hyped up Mexican truck drivers rattle down the road, and that way everybody will know nothing, no kind of contraband is inside of them, because the Communist Chinese are going to help run the thing. You got it? And of course, the expanding border infrastructure is the real reason, of course, for the Trans-Texas Corridor. Governor Perry, you lying person, you. And they say that what we should do by 2010 is, quote, lay the groundwork for the freer flow of people within North America, diminishing the need for the current intensity of the government's physical control of cross-border traffic. Yeah, you don't want to check people coming into the U.S. You don't need to do that anymore. You need to lower that down. And they say that the long-term goal for a North American Border Action Plan should be the elimination of most controls over the temporary movement of these travelers within North America. And they talk about law enforcement and military cooperation, and among them, joint training for law enforcement officials. Now, you know, there could be an advantage in that, I have to admit. There could be an advantage in joint training for law enforcement officials. The Mexican police could teach our police how to accept bribes. And you could like, get out of tickets. You know, if you want to, you know, just throw them some money and poof, you know, no more tickets. You can make the tickets go away. So I guess there are some potential small advantages of merging law enforcement with that of Mexico. I mean, you know, law enforcement could become what it is in Mexico, an entrepreneurial enterprise. And then they talk about what we should do now, expand NORAD into a multi-service defense command. You know, I just can't wait to have the Mexicans in charge of protecting the southern border of North America. You know, I just hope none of those crazy terrorists coming in has a $20 bill, because if they do, we're going to be in big trouble. We'll be back after the break. We're scheduled to bring on Daniel Abramson of FalseFlagNews.com, and we're going to solve the Middle East crisis.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Dad!